Hi, this is Brandy Spencer with the Learning Spot Radio, and I'm so glad to have you here today for the third installment of the Emerging Instructional Leadership Academy. Now, I have created the Academy to spread awareness for the 2014 Emerging Instructional Leadership Conference that's going to be held on July 8th through the 11th. Now, this is going to be a virtual conference that's going and at the end of the workshop, participants are going to have an action plan that they're able to implement on the campuses. So I think that's one very unique portion of the conference. So let me jump in to today's mini lesson, and then I'll give you some more details about the conference. So over the course of the past few days, we've covered a couple of topics. The first topic that we covered was how to not listen to that webinar. Please go back to my homepage and click on the link and listen. Then on day two, we talked about how you can maximize your time in the classroom by focusing on three big look fours, which were lesson alignment, checking for understanding, and student engagement. And today, I'd like to take a moment to discuss my five-step system for building teacher capacity. So, you're going to sit down with the teacher, and as a team, you're going to select some areas that you and the teacher feel like you need to work on, and you're going to set a goal. And when I say a goal, it needs to be a very specific goal. Think of it as a SMART goal. For instance, if you want to increase student engagement, you may say that when I came into your classroom today, 5 out of 25 students were engaged at 9:30. The next time that I do an observation, I'd like to see 50% of your students engaged. Boom. That's a SMART goal. So after you have created your goal together, you're going to move on to step two, determining the how. So the how is some type of strategy or technique that you or the teacher are familiar with that can help remedy the situation and help them improve. So if you're going to increase student engagement, you may recommend that the teacher some type of quick 3 to 5 minute video that she can include at the beginning of lessons. So that was step two, determining the how by including a short media clip. Step three, you are going to model for the student exactly what this is going to look like. And I know this might push you outside of your comfort zone, but as an instructional leader, you have to be able to model or connect the teacher with someone who can model this strategy for them. And it's a good idea for you and the teacher to go together to watch the other teacher model and then discuss what you've seen so that you can agree upon what you want it to look like in your teacher's classroom. So that was step three, modeling. Step four, then the teacher is going to try it. And as the teacher tries it, you are going to observe them working. Please remember, though, that practice takes perfect. So give the teacher 2 or 3 days or even a week or so to work out some of the kinks. So step four, the teacher is going to try the strategy that you two have identified. And then step five, you and the teacher will again sit back down together, reflect upon what you observed during your evaluation, and then talk about how you can tweak what has happened or tweak what you've seen to continue to improve. So once again, the five steps are to 1, set a goal with the teacher, 2, model the how, 4, allow the teacher to try as you observe, and then 5, and most important, reflect upon what you see during your final observation and continue to tweak the strategy. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. And of course, if this has been helpful, please share with someone who you think may find this useful. Now, before I go, let's hop back and talk about the Emerging Instructional Leadership on July 8th through 11th. Now, as I said before, this is going to be an interactive conference. It will be virtual, so you can take part in your jammies, learning in your jammies, and it's going to be focused upon real conversations that can increase student learning and help build the capacity of the teachers on your campus. So in addition to the three calls that will be held on the 8th through 11th, I'm going to also schedule a bonus Q&A call where you're able to ask me any questions that you'd like about the three modules that we're going to take part in. And I'm going to also sprinkle in some bonuses throughout the conference. So take a moment to take advantage of those. And the bonuses that we're going to be offering will be valued at over $1,000. So as you can see, the $99 sales price is a bargain. So part in the conference, there is a link located below this video, and I encourage you to click the link below so that you can get started and get on my waiting list. In addition, I would like to thank you so much for listening with me and learning with me over the past few days, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you so much, and God bless.